Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Keys to a Happier Life series and is entitled Receiving and Giving Away Three Spiritual Treasures. When Jesus was transfigured before three of his disciples, they heard God the Father speak from heaven about his Son, Jesus. And I read from Matthew 17:5. While he, Peter, was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." That's the New American Standard Bible. What Abba Father spoke over Jesus communicated three spiritual truths or treasures that God wants every person to receive. Jesus heard that he was loved, delighted in, and important. Another way to put this is that Abba told Jesus and his followers who he was, a beloved son, that he was accepted, well-pleasing, and that he had significance. Listen to him. This provided Jesus with a sense of identity as part of the family, security, being delighted in, and significance. He had something important to say. Parents, especially fathers, are meant to communicate these three things to their children too. If they do, they will equip their offspring to succeed in life. If they fail in this regard, it can create a void or a wound that will need filling by someone or something else. Identity. Knowing who we are is a foundation for successful living. We draw our identity from our parents, especially our fathers. We carry our parents' DNA and are shaped by their example, words, and values. It is important for children to know that their parents claim them or acknowledge that they belong to them. Too many children have absentee parents today, leaving a void in their sense of identity. Abandoned children will likely infer that they are unworthy of being loved, establishing a negative identity and created a deep wound in the heart. When fathers are poor examples of Abba, it leaves the child identifying perhaps with the bad example or trying to be not like their father. To be not something is a poor substitute for a positive identity. When parents tell their children that they are beloved sons and daughters, it communicates a spiritual treasure and sets them on a solid foundation for future success. Security. It is one thing to be loved, and quite another sometimes to be delighted in. Have you ever heard a parent say this about his or her child? I love him or her, but I do not like them. Often parents love their children in the sense that they provide for, protect, and claim them as their own, but they fail to act or communicate that they delight in them. Children pick up on this, and it can create a deep sense of insecurity. All of us need for someone to delight in us, and if parents fail to delight in their children, it sets the stage for them to seek for that elsewhere, making them vulnerable to those who wished to manipulate or abuse them. However, when parents show their delight in their children, they communicate a second great treasure to them, which will make them secure as they launch out into life and in their dealings with others. Significance. All of us want to feel significant, that we count for something or important in some way. Abba Father told the whole world to listen to his son, affirming his paramount importance. Every child needs to know that his parents regard him or her to be significant in some way. We all are, although how we are important varies and sometimes may be obscured by our obvious defects. The gift of encouragement is able to see by faith what is hidden beneath the surface and can assist in bringing it forth. If parents communicate indifference or even negativity toward their children, it creates a wound and sets up a lie that promotes failure in many cases. Those with a more combative temperament may use such negativity as an incentive to succeed, but not from a secure position. When parents affirm their children and help them to identify their areas of significance, it will help them to succeed. The source of all blessings. The Bible teaches us that God the Father is the ultimate source of every blessing. James 1:17 says, "Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow." That's the New Living Translation. Those blessings that come through people originate in Him. Earthly fathers are meant to imitate Abba by allowing His blessings to flow through them. When earthly fathers speak blessings over their children, it opens a conduit from heaven in their lives. When earthly fathers are passive or indifferent, it can prevent the desired blessing from being passed on to their children. If earthly fathers or mothers speak curses over their children, such as, "You'll never amount to anything," it will create a wound and set up a lie that will likely be believed and acted out. Ideally, natural fathers will bless their children and give to them the three spiritual treasures outlined above. Eventually, earthly fathers will be able to lead their children to put their faith and allegiance in Christ, who will reveal the heavenly Abba to them. The more faithfully natural fathers imitate Abba, the easier it will be for their children to receive Abba's love. The more natural fathers fail to imitate Abba, the more deformed will be their children's concept of God. The remedy. Whether or not we were privileged to have fathers who blessed us, the ultimate blessing always comes from Abba. He gives us all that we need in Christ. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." That's the New American Standard Bible. Even if we had terrible earthly fathers, Abba can more than make up for their failures. Jesus came to forgive us for our sins and restore us to a right relationship with Abba. Our Lord promises to reveal Abba's heart to us. All we have to do is ask Him. Let me read John 1:18 from the Amplified Version. "No man has ever seen God at any time. The only unique Son, the only begotten God who is in the bosom or the intimate presence of the Father, He has declared Him and revealed Him and brought Him out where He can be seen. He has interpreted Him and has made Him known." If there is a hole or a wound in our soul, it is important for us to make it a priority to allow Abba Father to speak into our hearts as He did over Jesus. His words bring life, healing, and faith. John 6:63 says, "The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing, and the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life." New Living Translation. His words to us can undo the damage created by the neglect or evil done by our natural fathers. Abba's words can put within us a proper sense of identity, security, and significance that will propel us into our destiny. Jesus was able to endure hostility and attacks of his detractors because he had complete security in God, and so can we with God's help. Here's a prayer you may wish to pray. Jesus, I did not receive from my earthly father all that I needed. I thank you that you died for my sins and reconciled me to my heavenly Father. I ask you to reveal our Father's heart to me in a way that I can understand and receive. Help me to receive from him all I need to be all he wants me to be. Amen. Let me close by reading Matthew 11:27 from the New Living Translation. Jesus said, My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Let Jesus reveal the Father to you. God bless you.